Diseases of the central nervous system, intracerebral hemorrhage intruding into the ventricular system. The 57-year-old patient was admitted to the hospital because of altered consciousness, insomnia. Autoanamnesis couldn't be obtained due to lack of cooperation. However, according to family members, the patient underwent tonsillectomy in childhood. The patient received treatment for diabetes mellitus and hypertonia for years, smoked 3 packs of cigarettes, drank alcohol on daily basis and didn't take his medication on regular basis and was diagnosed with gout. The patient was admitted to the Department of Neurology. Intracranial bleeding or stroke was suspected. Acute cranial CAT scan verified left parieto-occipital intracerebral bleeding with moderate, local space occupying effect. A day later, his general condition declined and the patient became comatose. Control cranial CAT scan showed increase in size of bleeding and midline shift to the contralateral side. The bleeding intruded into the ventricular system, both lateral ventricles were filled with blood. The patient was transferred to the Department of Neurosurgery for evaluation of ventricular drainage or surgical intervention. Right frontal ventricular drainage was introduced. The tip of the ventricular catheter reached the right lateral ventricle and ended at the foramen of Monroe. The patient remained comatose despite the drainage. No sign of meningeal irritation was observed. The pupils were mitotic round, centrally located and even, with sharp edges, with mild reaction to direct light stimulation. Muscular trophism normal while increased muscular tone was detected on the right extremities. Weak, symmetric deep reflexes were found all over the body. Babinski sign was positive on the right side. The patient neurologic examination revealed a status of 114 on Glasgow Coma Scale. The patient was intubated and respiratory therapy was initiated for inadequate oxygen saturation. The patient received 2 units of red blood cell transfusion necessitated by anemia and received mannitol therapy for dehydration. Control cranial CAT scan revealed left parieto-occipital intracerebral bleeding 4x2x3 cm in size next to the wall of the occipital horn of the lateral ventricle. The edema around the bleeding of the parenchyma became more prominent and the extracerebral liquor space became smaller. The tonsils of the cerebellum were at the level of the foramen magnum. The midline shift increased to 9 mm. The ventricular catheter drained over 200 milliliters bloody liquor a day, later showing decreasing tendency. Eventually spontaneous breathing returned, however tracheostomy needed to be created for a long-term respiratory therapy. No changes were detected in the patient's neurologic state. Spontaneous movement was detected in all extremities, however no verbal contact could be established. Nasogastric tube was introduced for a long-term feeding. Abdominal ultrasound showed homogeneous liver structure, however, the contours were slightly lobulated. The liver was of usual size and free peritoneal fluid was visible around the liver. The pancreas couldn't be reliably examined because of bile gas, however visible region of the pancreas was morphologically intact. 1 week prior to the patient's death, daily liquor drainage significantly increased. Liquor sampling suggested ventriculitis, therefore broad-spectrum antibiotic treatment was initiated. Control CAT scan verified no changes in terms of size and space occupancy caused by edema in the intracranial compartment. No fever or further signs of meningeal irritations were found. Eventually urinary infection was diagnosed caused by Klebsiella. Targeted antibiotic treatment was initiated based on culture results. Despite adequate nursing bed sore developed on the heels and the sacral regions, controlled respiratory therapy was initiated as spontaneous breathing couldn't be detected and eventually cardiorespiratory failure resulted in death. The autopsy found intracerebral hemorrhage protruding into the ventricular system and cachexia. The increased intracranial pressure caused intracranial bleeding and consequently edema caused tonsillar herniation as direct cause of death. Purulent ventriculitis was also verified caused by long-term ventricular drainage. Liver lesions detected on ultrasound proved to be micronodular liver cirrhosis accompanied by ascites.